You are in the miners' changing room. This impressive room is where the miners stored their work clothes. Before arriving here, the miners left their clean clothes in lockers that were next to the room. Today, that room houses an exhibition on mining in Fabero. After changing in the changing room, the miners moved over to the lamp room to pick up their lamp and start their long day's work. While the hanging system above your head may seem surprising, its workings were quite simple. When the miners had finished their shift, they hung their wet, dirty clothing on these hangers, which consisted of nothing more than a metal recipient with hooks and a pulley system to raise the hooks to the desired height. The heaters that blew hot air into the changing room were responsible for heating the room and drying the wet clothing, so that the miner would have dry work clothes for the next day. The numbers that you can see on the stone benches marked in the row and each hanger had a number to identify the miner. In this way, work clothing was never confused in a changing room that could easily be used by more than 200 miners at a time. The miners' changing room may be one of the most interesting areas of Pozo Julia. However, this space's importance has to do with more than just the unique clothes hanger system. This is where meetings were held to undertake the fight for decent working conditions that is forever etched alongside the image of the miner. During some of these miners' meetings, after the workers' committee had made its proposals or claims, there was a sometimes turbulent vote that could bring about the decision to not enter the mine and to mobilize forces, blocking roadways and stopping the entrance of trucks. Having said that, these meetings did not, by any means, always result in a strike. Once the miner had left his clean clothing in the lockers and put on his dry work clothes, he stopped by the lamp room to pick up his lamp, and he went down to the depths of the mine, like always, because the work in the mine had to go on.